any of the Irish clubs around Birmingham were stoned, windows broken, whatever. Irish people going on buses were refused. If you went into a shop, if you were Irish, you were ignored, you weren't served. You had things like that that are going on, and certainly for maybe a month or 6 weeks after it, it was quite not a very nice place to live in. It was something that I think a lot of the Irish accepted at the time, that there was going to be a reaction, but I think the volume or the strength of the reaction certainly was not what was expected. One of my very best friends, the following morning when I went into work, totally ignored me and wouldn't speak to me. That I could understand, but I think he knew me well enough to know that I would not have been involved in any of the trouble. But I think probably the reason was that, the English people, whereas they were reading about the troubles in Northern Ireland, they were looking at it on TV, it was quite a distance away. But the very fact that the troubles were brought, I think, to their own doorstep, the people reacted, quite rightly so, in a totally different manner. And they did take it out on the Irish people at that time. Probably it changed the attitudes of Irish people and English people. It made all of us realize what our neighbors in Northern Ireland were going through at that time. But I do know for some of the Irish people at that time it was serious, and they took it to be serious.